Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. And first, allow me to thank you for the manner in which you have led the work of the group so far. It's a pleasure to see you as well, and my eyesight is not as good as yours. And to allow me as well to assure you of my delegation's continued support. Through you, Mr. Chair, I would like to thank the distinguished panelists and speakers who spoke earlier today for their important contributions and pertinent remarks. Mr. Chairperson, I must emphasize the importance of this process to my country, Egypt. I would also like to express our appreciation for the transparent and exclusive manner in which the process that led to this OEWG has been conducted, and to emphasize the need to maintain this spirit. Transparency, inclusivity, and trust will be crucial in the work of this group. As you rightfully stated, Mr. Chair, as well as other speakers earlier today, the matter under consideration is not new, and we have a wealth of knowledge and information that we have to utilize in our work. Nonetheless, this process proposes a new approach to the question of space security, and we need to have a good understanding and agreement on the destination that we aim to reach. We strongly believe that this approach is complementary by nature. It is, in fact, reconcilable with other approaches and long-standing initiatives, and we should strive to achieve that. Egypt engaged constructively and openly with the process that established this OEWG on the understanding that it represents a step in the right direction towards the development of rules that pave the way to the necessary legally binding instrument much needed to address threats to space system from a comprehensive point of view. Egypt also believes that this group should work with an understanding that this process should be designed to eventually lead us to a comprehensive, legally binding instrument on space security. This is the only way to avert the serious threats to international peace and security. An arms race is not in outer space, cannot be won, and we strongly believe that the legally binding treaty is necessary to preserve the long-term sustainability of the peaceful uses of outer space. Mr. Chair, there is no dispute that the existing legal framework remains valid and relevant and provides an essential basis for the work of this group. Nevertheless, it is clear that this legal framework is insufficient and incapable of capturing the increasing and unprecedented threats surrounding today's outer space security, especially with the rapid technological developments and rising international rivalries and tensions. The reliance of humankind on space technology in all aspects is increasing exponentially, especially as the cost of the relevant technology continues to diminish. And taking into consideration the vulnerability of outer space and the magnitude and severity of the risks of weaponizing outer space, the work of the group is more essential than ever, codifying rules, norms, and principles to reverse the current alarming trends and prevent an arms race that cannot be won and that could lead to catastrophic consequences ought to be the primary focus of our work. Mr. Chair, TCBMs may contribute to avoiding misperceptions and miscalculations, but surely they cannot address the increasing challenges or substitute the much-needed binding instrument. We believe that there is a convergence regarding the applicability of the general rules and principles of international law, including the Charter of the United Nations, international humanitarian law, the outer space treaties, and the general principles enshrined in key disarmament and arms control treaties. However, there's a gap that needs to be filled to prohibit and regulate specific actions to avoid different interpretation of how those principles and actions would and would or would not apply to certain actions and to be able to deal with the different scenarios in outer space. And this is the very essence of the work of this group. Against this backdrop and to set the scene for the work of this group, we believe that all states need to reaffirm the validity of the existing legal framework and their commitment to it. This is necessary to provide context and avoid any unnecessary misinterpretation of the relation between this new process and the existing framework, as well as to resolve the long-standing controversies. Finally, Mr. Chair, I would like to assure you or reassure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support. Thank you.